My name is Derek Gleeson. I am the director of the MA in Scoring for Film and Visual Media program at Pulse College, Dublin. Today, we're delighted to have Andy Hill with us. Andy, how are you?
And I am delighted to be here, Derek.
Excellent. Andy, tell us a little bit for our listeners about yourself.
When my children ask me what I do for a living, which is always a challenging question, I say the best one I've come up with is to say I'm a film music advocate. And that advocacy has taken many forms over the years, currently as an educator, previously as a producer of film scores, as a music supervisor, if I deserve the title, a kind of film music scholar. There aren't a whole lot of us out there these days, but I made a pretty serious study of the subject and write about it extensively. Whatever I can do basically to advance public and professional appreciation for the craft is what I do.
Excellent. And now, Andy, you're visiting us here for 2 weeks in Dublin. Can you tell us a little bit about what it is that you'll be doing with our students here over the course of these 2 weeks?
I'm doing a two-week analysis module, which will introduce them to, I guess you could call it the film music canon, the acknowledged game changers, the sort of watershed scores that helped to create the vocabulary that contemporary film composers now use. So we'll go back. We won't go all the way back to the dim history of film music, but we'll start sometime in the 50s when the medium really began to develop its own voice and something that professionals, both in the academic side of music and on the commercial side, began to recognize as unique. And we'll start there and work our way up to contemporary times. And hopefully by the end of those 2 weeks, your students will have a literacy, an ability to talk about when this or that particular kind of style developed and who was responsible for it. And they'll also be able to employ those things in their own work.
Excellent. And also in today's world, just speaking of styles and development, a lot of the scores that are done today are primarily done, and certainly in the lower budget stuff, using synths and samples, maybe some live overdubs of a couple of instruments. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about how that has changed the landscape for film composers and how they must adapt to this ever-changing world that we now live in as film composers.
Well, for one thing, they have less money to work with, considerably less time. Most working film composers will tell you that there hasn't really been a compensating increase in artistic freedom in exchange for those things. In fact, if anything, the process has become a little bit more intrusive. Producers, directors tend to sort of hang on the process of composing and be present for every moment and, of course, want to hear every cue mocked up or demoed in some form so that they have pre-approval. So the days when a director and a composer would sit down, look at a film together, make key creative decisions, and then the composer would go off for 6 to 8 weeks and say, I'll see you on the scoring stage, those days are over. Now, what the positive side of that is that if everything that you write is subject to pre-approval, you don't have these nightmarish scenarios where there was some sort of disconnect between you and the filmmaker, and you get onto the scoring stage with an 80-piece orchestra and everybody watching the clock and suddenly discover what you've written is entirely inappropriate for the film. At this point, the music has been pretty completely vetted by the time you get to the stage of spending any real money. And that's a protection for the composer that for some composers is worth the loss of creative control and creative freedom that they might once have had in the past. The other thing that happens with electronic with digital technology is that because it does make the process relatively faster, producers have gotten the impression that essentially these scores can be written overnight. And they've forgotten that the conceptual part, the thinking part, is the same as it's always been. That takes every bit as long as it once did. The only aspect of the process that digital technology has really accelerated is the inputting of the notes themselves, the ability to put them before the filmmaker or the producer and let them hear a taste of what they're going to get. And then, of course, the entire music preparation process, getting ready for the scoring session and so forth. But the writing happens the way it's always happened.
Excellent. Now, today, Andy, we spent together the best part of today watching some scenes that the students had scored to a movie. We recorded it last week with like a 28-piece ensemble. And perhaps you can give me some kind of a reaction to this, because this is the first time you've been in front of this particular class and you've had an opportunity to see what they're doing and how they're writing. And we're all in that room watching these scenes and kind of critiquing it. Can maybe just give me some feedback on the guys that are on the course right now this year?
Yeah, I'll tell you my immediate impression, having directed two master's programs and lectured for a half a dozen others, is that Pulse is drawing a more professionally motivated, more seasoned breed of composer. I'm used to hearing, particularly in the first semester, and especially on the first serious scoring exercise, an awful lot of overwriting, an awful lot of essentially kind of academic approaches to scoring the scene. Essentially a piece of music written inspired by the scene and then imposed on the scene without any thought for timing, without any thought for hits, without any thought for synchronization. But the way you have them writing, which is the way the master film composers from the Fox Studios era, from Alfred Newman on, basically to the advent of digital technology, wrote, ensures that that's not going to happen. So they're all paying a lot of attention to the picture. They're using the instruments, the writing for live instruments, much more effectively than what I've heard in first-year students before. So something's happening here. For some reason, maybe it's the reputation of the people you've involved in the program. Maybe it's in part the reputation of Windmill Lane. Maybe in part the reputation of the city itself is drawing a higher level student.
Well, that's great to hear, Andy. Well, look, I want to thank you so much for spending the time to come in and talk to us today. And thank you, Andy Hill.
You're very welcome, Derek. Looking forward to the next 2 weeks.
Great.